In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. As we said before, when we were speaking about the readings of the last month of the year, which is Misra, we said what do we have on the third week? Do you remember? Do you remember what did we say, what the church put on the third week of Misra? Do you remember? Happy St. Mary Feast. Yeah, we said that although it is the last month of the year and the readings are speaking about the end of the world, except the third week of September, because it always comes very close to 16th of Tut, 16th of Misra, which is 22nd of August. So the closed Sunday, which is the third Sunday in Misra, the church specialized it for the readings, specialized the readings for it on St. Mary. That's why today in the Vespers we'll find that as our Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to the multitudes, one of the women against the traditions, and we can say against the traditions, she raised her voice loudly, and she praised Saint Mary, the Mother of God. It happened as he spoke these things, who was teaching. But as you know, our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was teaching, he was not teaching as us. He was teaching out of authority. He was teaching the law as the one who put the law. He was teaching the commandments as the one who puts the commandments. That's why he was speaking out of authority. And number two also, in his incarnation time on the earth, which was 33 years, he was perfect without sin. So his teachings was not just out of knowledge, but out of practice. That's why he was living that. One day, the Pharisees came to him, and he was healing one of the lepers on Sabbath. And Sabbath is a holy day in the Old Testament. And they complained against him, and they said to him, one day after he performed this miracle, he entered the temple and found mess in the temple. And out of zeal on his altar, he cast out all the people. He let them go by force. He did not beat them, but he shouted, cried out at them, "It's written that the house of my Father is a house of a prayer, and you made it a den of thieves. Go out." So the Pharisees came to him and said, "How come? What authority?" "That you are doing that. What's your authority?" Tamani did not reply them, and we know what he did say. He said, "I tell you something, ask you something. If you know, then I will ask you, baptism of John the Baptizer, where was it from? From people or from God? They didn't know. And he said, I will not tell you. One, and in another position, in another place, he was teaching, and the writer of the gospel said he was teaching out of authority, but not as the Pharisees. So he's teaching this woman was very, very cut to the heart, and she was very pleased of his teachings. And then she raised her voice and said to him, blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts which nursed you. Was this the first time for St. Mary to be blessed? Was it the first time for St. Mary to be blessed, or there was a certain event at which Mother of God was praised? Yeah. The gospel of this morning. When St. Mary went to Elizabeth, when she heard the greeting of the voice of the Mother of God, she was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she shouted, or she cried out saying, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. So the fathers who put illustrations on this part said, although this was the second time for St. Mary to be praised, but it was the first time to be praised from the layman. And they considered the first one from Elizabeth. Elizabeth was coming from priesthood family. So the fathers or the forefathers said St. Mary was praised from the priests and from the laymen. So she was blessed or praised from everyone, either the priests or the laymen. And then the Lord said to her, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. What's the meaning of this verse? Was the Lord refusing the praising of his mother? Yeah. He assured what the woman says, as the man said, he assured what the woman praised the Mother of God on. But he said, it's not just because I was born of her, but I was born of her because she was keeping the word of God, hearing it. So he witnessed the qualifications of the Mother of God that led the Lord to choose her among the whole women in the whole world, in the whole history, from Adam to the second coming, or from Eve to the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this way, he says, that I chose her because of the perfect life, because of the high spiritual life that she lived in. Were you here in the liturgy of this morning? We spoke about the seven words of St. Mary. Did you hear that? Huh? Who was here? You were not here? You were not here? You were here from the beginning? So we said that always we speak about St. Mary. But St. Mary speaks to us also. And the Gospels spoke about seven words St. Mary said. But before that, I want to go on the Gospel of tonight. And then if we have time, we'll repeat what we said in the morning. Just after that, the Lord said, while the crowds were thickly gathered together, he began to say, this is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so also the Son of Man will be to this generation. The queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and indeed a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here. What the meaning of these three examples? Three examples the Lord gave in this situation. Number one, Jonah. Number two, the Ethiopian queen. Kendaka, the Ethiopian queen. And number three, the people of Nineveh, the Ninevites, the people of Nineveh. What the meaning of that? And why did he say that in this situation? Especially in this situation, why? هقول لكم يعني البداية. While the crowds were thickly gathered together, they were thickly gathered together around him. Tens of people, hundreds of people, one day thousands of people were gathering around him to hear him. So he gave three examples. Jonah, queen of Ethiopia, and Ninevites. Can you tell me one? Wow. Think of it. The crowds were thickly together around him. And he said these three examples from the Old Testament. Answer. It's not enough to gather around me. It's not enough to crowd thickly together around me. It's not enough to listen to the Vespers, to listen to the sermons. It's not enough to read the Bible. It's not enough to memorize all the verses. It's not enough even to teach them. The rest of the answer? The preaching of Nineveh? The preaching of Jonah was more effective to the Ninevites than Jesus Christ himself. Yes? And the queen who heard about the wisdom of Solomon came from the end of the world, from Ethiopia at that time, far south. Taman at that time was very difficult, transportation very difficult. You can imagine back from Ethiopia, far south, to come to Egypt, to Jerusalem to see Solomon. Very long way. Came because she heard about the wisdom of Solomon. And the Lord said, there is wiser than Solomon now. Right? And number three, Ninevites repented when they heard the preaching, not the preaching, the warning, the threatening of Jonah, and they repented. So that the Lord in one word says, it's not enough to do all these things that I explained, but all these things must be effective to change your life. Effective to let you repent from all your hearts. Effective to have a U-turn in your life. Or why we listen to the gospel? Why we come to the church? Why we admire the sermons, either in television or in our cars when we listen to tapes or CDs or DVDs, or when we come to the church? Why? Is it just to learn? Or just to evaluate the sermon? Or just to have more knowledge about the Bible? No, it's not only that, but to live. This is what the Lord said. So Jonah will condemn the people. The queen of Ethiopia will condemn the people on the last day. Ninevites who repented will also condemn us if we do not repent really from all our hearts. This is number one. And then he answered the question. They did not answer him, saying, how to repent? How to repent? He said a very important fact. What it is? The lamp of the body is, what is the lamp of the body? What is your lamp? What is your lamp? Easy. It's very easy. The lamp of your body is the eyes. Just kidding. Because without the eyes, you don't see anything. Right? So the lamp, that's why the Lord put the lamp just under the, or in front of the brain, in the upper part of your body, of our bodies. Because he could never put the eyes in our feet. It must be above everything to let us see everything. Then he said, the lamp of the body is the eye. Okay? Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. When your eye is good, when your eye in Arabic is simple, بيقول عليها بسيطة. In English he said, when your eye is good. What the meaning of let my eye be good? To see the things and the creation in the way that the Lord created it. Not to twist. Yani, I look at the sun, I worship God. But I cannot look to the sun saying, this is the source of my life. I worship the sun. This happened in the history of the world. Or I look to the moon or the stars and say, they are enlightening to me in the night. I worship the moon. Or I look at the river Nile and they say, I cannot live without water. I worship the river Nile. Or I look at the trees, for example, and worship the trees. Or one of the animals and worship the animals. You say, come, yes, yes. Until today, there are people who worship the cows and worship the monkeys and worship some or rats. Yeah. In the 21st century, we still find people who worship the creation, leaving the Creator. The eyes are not good. The eyes are not good. And this is what the Lord said. If your eye is good, then your body also, the whole body also, is full of light. Okay? طب نشكر الله. Thank God we are not worshiping any of what we said. Then why our eyes sometimes are not good or sometimes are not simple? Why look to the possessions in the hands of the others and envy them on? Why I look the beautiful creation, any beautiful woman or lady or young lady, and have lustful thoughts towards her? Why? Then my eyes in this way are not good. Then my body also will be full of darkness. Also the good eye have a very good mind about the people that I see. Meaningly, I am not supposed to hit anyone. See, be lustful or sexual or kalamda. Leave that. Why do I'm angry with the people? Why do I am not good to the people in heart? Why I don't love them? If God is in me. So if my eye is good, then I will see the people in the image of God. I see the people through God. If I see them through God, if I see them in the image of God, then my eyes will be good. Then my body also will be full of it. That's why the Lord said, listen as you want, see as you want, hear as you want. But if your eyes are not good and simple, then you will not benefit anything from what you see or hear or listen or even learn. This is the very important step of repentance in our life. I look at the money as the Lord created the money. Why did the Lord create the money? To deal with each other. Selling and buying, selling and buying, selling and exchanging. I buy something and I eat, I buy and I get dressed, and then I work and I take money from this money I spend. So the money is my servant. This is the good eye towards money. If I become a servant to the money, meaningly, I am ready to have money in good way or bad way, this is not good eye. If I let myself be dishonest or unfaithful in my work, I don't give my work really what benefits the salary that I take at the end of every biweekly or monthly, then I'm not honest. Then my eyes are not good. Then my body will not be enlightened. My body will not be full of light. There will be a part of darkness. طب يعني ايه part of darkness؟ في حاجة اسمها part of darkness. Did you hear about a place زي كده؟ حتة dark وحتة light؟ ما فيش. The darkness is the place in which there is no light. And the light is the place in which there is no darkness. There is no mixture between darkness and light. That's why the Lord wants our eyes to be simple and good towards people, towards creation, towards anything else, to make ourselves in full of light. When your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Then take heed that the light which is in you, wow, listen to the verse again. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. خلي بالك. Take heed. Is the light in us? Is the light in us? Huh? Should be. It is. The true light, not only the light. It's not this light. It's the true light. All of us. The true light is within us. Inside us. We got it in the baptism and the confirmation. And we cannot deny that. How come that this light is darkness? Could it be? Yeah, there is light here. مش كده؟ أعمل كده. Is there any light? This is what we do. This is what we do. We have the light here, but I cover it. I cover it. How? By my deeds, by my refusal, by insisting to do whatever I want, ignoring the effect of light in me, within me. But it doesn't mean that the light will escape from me. Never. The light will be with me until the last breath in my life. The last moment in my life. The true light will never leave me. Number one, to be helped. Very good helper to me. And number two, if, God forbid, if I still refuse to the last moment of my life, he will be witness on my ignorance when I ignored because when I ignore the effect of the true light in my life. This is very important. And that's why the Lord explained what he said to the woman. It's not only because this woman, not only because I was born from her womb, although it's more than enough, but before that, she was eligible. She was ready. She was the only woman in the whole world that I chose because of her perfect life to be born from her pure womb. And now, the Lord who was born from her womb is with us now. The same Lord, the Spirit which dwelt in the womb of the Mother of God, is the Holy Spirit which dwells in you now. The body that the Mother of God received in her womb and mixed with her blood and was born, and she nursed him from her breast, the same body is the same body that you receive every time you come to the liturgy to partake the Holy Communion. That's why the Lord was very clear in this part. And all the qualifications of Saint Mary made her the perfect woman to accept the incarnation of our Lord from here and to be called up till now and to the end the Mother of God. Theotokos. Theotokos, the Mother of God. May the Lord who enlightened her, as the Lord ended this speech by a very optimistic verse, very encourageable verse, when he said, "If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark," as we said, full of light. The whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. زي ما بيجي كده كشاف زي كده حط عينك في الكشاف وتحط عينك في الكشاف تلاقيه ايه؟ Full light. Full light. You are from inside the same. Every one of us from inside the same. And if he says, if your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, means very important. If I want to repent, I do not repent partially or gradually or leave some sins and keep other sins to another confession and repentance or another time when I come to having a communion. No. He says here, full of light and there is no part dark. Do not leave any spot, dark spot in your heart. Do not leave it. And simply the more we approach the true light, the more we will discover even the unclean, tiny, tiny spot in our, not clothes, but in our hearts from inside. Because the true light will uncover to us, will show us even the small things. When we hear about the saints and martyrs, we wonder how did they, how were they accurate, very accurate, in this trying to cast out even if any bad thought. Like what we say in the fraction. What do we say in the fraction of St. Basil? Every single bad thought which does not satisfy your goodness, let it be far from us. Far from us. Every single bad thought which is not fitting your goodness, let it be far from us. Fraction of St. Basil. Rabbana yedina ni'ma. May the Lord gives us a grace and the power really to repent and to turn our lives to the right track. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Next time we'll speak about St. Mary and the seven words that she said on the boil. Do you have any question? Any question? Thank you. Let us pray.